suspect in a Canton shooting is behind bars. 41-year-old Stephen Gales of Canton arrested Wednesday and charged with felonious assault with a firearm specification. Gales' arraignment scheduled for Friday in municipal court. He was recently named the U.S. Marshals Service Fugitive of the Week. Police found 20-year-old Carlito Yerian of Canton covered in blood after a July incident at Skyline Terrace Apartments on Allen Page Drive Southeast. Yerian was taken to Altman Hospital for treatment. Canton neighborhood was shaken by a house explosion that sent two people to hospitals. The blast destroyed a home in the 1600 block of Bonnet Place Northeast around 4 this morning. One man suffered severe burns and was taken to Mercy Hospital before being transferred to the Akron Children's Hospital burn unit. A second person was later found and also taken to Akron Children's. The fire department and state fire marshal are investigating the cause. Due to the extent of damage caused by the explosion, multiple nearby homes were evacuated. A preliminary hearing scheduled September 3rd for an Alliance police sergeant charged with felony child endangering. 27-year-old Ethan Griffith of Canfield was arraigned today and released after posting bond. Police allege he struck a 4-year-old boy while the child was visiting his mother and Griffith, who is her fiancé, at White House Fruit Farm in Canfield Sunday. The boy reportedly suffered marks to his face. Griffith was also sentenced this week to probation, a license suspension, and fines in a separate OVI case. Canton police say a woman was shot, bitten on the head, and struck with a handgun during an assault on McKinley Avenue Northwest the night of June 9th. 46-year-old Damon Gomez of Canton is accused of shooting the woman in the foot as she was running away. He was indicted Wednesday on charges of attempted murder, felonious assault, strangulation, having weapons under disability, and being a repeat violent offender. Gomez is scheduled to be arraigned Friday in Common Pleas Court. He's being held in the Starr County Jail on $75,000 bond. Man from Canton scheduled to be arraigned Friday after a Starr County grand jury reduced the charge against him. Police say 20-year-old Johnny Range stomped on the head of a 63-year-old man as he lay unconscious following a June 18th assault near Walnut Avenue and 9th Street Northeast in Canton. The victim was hospitalized with serious injuries. The charge was reduced from attempted murder to felonious assault. Range remains in the Starr County Jail on $1 million bond. New health clinic coming to Alliance High School to serve students, school employees, and area residents. Alliance Family Health Center and Alliance City Schools say the school-based center is scheduled to open by March of next year. The clinic will offer family medicine, women's health, behavioral health, pharmacy, and care coordination services. Officials say the goal is to improve access to health care, reduce barriers, and help keep students healthy and ready to learn. Shakespeare, food, and fun all part of today's events as the Greater Alliance Carnation Festival gets underway. Shakespeare at the Castle beginning at 7 at Glamorgan Castle. The Carnation Food Fest runs from 4 until 9 at the University of Mount Union Campus Lakes, and a scavenger hunt is taking place at locations throughout Alliance. Swimmers are allowed to return to West Branch Lake after state officials lifted an E. coli advisory. The Ohio Department of Natural Resources removed the warning Wednesday afternoon after high bacteria levels. It prompted a swimming advisory for the main beach. The advisory was issued Tuesday when tests showed E. coli levels above the state's recreational water safety standard. Kaylin Jones of Salem pleaded guilty Wednesday to two misdemeanor counts of vehicular homicide in Columbiana County Court. The 26-year-old was accused of falling asleep while driving on Georgetown Road in September 2024, crossing into oncoming traffic and striking a vehicle carrying Richard and Joanne Heiner. The Salem couple died in the crash, sentencing set for next Wednesday. A guilty plea has ended the need for a trial in a Madison Township shooting. 23-year-old Hunter Congrove of Lisbon pleaded guilty Tuesday to felonious assault, a firearm specification, and tampering with evidence. Prosecutors will dismiss a kidnapping charge. Deputies say Congrove shot a man in the leg in March 2025 before fleeing the scene. The victim was airlifted to a Pittsburgh hospital. Sentencing set for August 28th in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court. A Lisbon area man has been released on bond after pleading not guilty to charges in a shooting involving his mother. 27-year-old Robert Vaughn entered the pleas Wednesday in Columbiana County Municipal Court. Charged with felonious assault and domestic violence, authorities say his mother told deputies he fired 3 shots at her during a Tuesday argument at their Elkton Township home. She was not injured. Bond was set at $50,000, a preliminary hearing set for Wednesday. Youngstown police say they believe a fatal shooting on that city's south side was a targeted attack. 20-year-old man was found with multiple gunshot wounds just after 3 Wednesday afternoon near Glenwood and West Indianola Avenues. Witnesses told police the victim was running toward an auto dealership when he was shot. One person has been questioned, police saying that individual is not a suspect. About the following funeral announcements. Service for Patricia Ann Jones, Saturday at 3 o'clock at Alliance Friends Church. Arrangements by Sheriff Sterling Skivalaki. Service for 93-year-old Margaret Bowman of Alliance, Monday at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph Catholic Church. In Alliance, arrangements by Sheriff Sterling Skivalaki.